Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Good point.
That is my herbology life tip of the day. Do not give up.
So Kareem, our dear brother, he has just always gives us so much wisdom. And she made a great point about, I guess, your Lauren Humphrey made a great point about the expectations that the world, you know, our society gives on the timeline that you should do things, and if you don't, often we're made to feel as if think that we tend to put unfair expectations or timelines on when people should achieve certain things. And do we need to maybe change the expectation so that
generational curses?
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, expectations. If someone else, they have started their clock on your life, that's an artificial clock for you. You know.
Yeah.
Yes, to meet someone else's expectations. You, the clock is within each and every last one of us. You know, you can set your own timeline, the freedom. is the last today, but it is not. It is the first. The first prayer. The first prayer of the new day. The day begins after sunset.
Mm.
Then,
begins after sunset.
Success. So if we get to a point in life and we we give up because we think, oh, well, you know, time has passed me by, you know, and I didn't achieve my goal. I guess this is where I'll be. Then we've really done ourselves a disservice because, and people are living longer now. We said, you know, hypothetically 65, but I know that long-term genes run in my family. I mean, my mother, she'll be a centenarian in another couple of years. I think all the women in our family live to be like 100 years old. So, that means, you know, you can't quit because you got a lot of, what are you going to do with all the rest of your time? Just sit there and say, oh, what was me? I didn't do what I intended to do by age 40. I guess I'm a failure. You know, you live another 60 years. So we have to look at time differently, I think, also.
Yes, that's what I'm communicating with my friend last night, and I was letting him know, like, time, like, as much as you think it's yours, it's not, and you just have to cherish it because you can't, no matter how much money you're out here making, you can't buy that time. You're not going to find it on sale. Ain't nobody going to be able to throw you a little bit for a little bit. No. This time is given by God, and you have to cherish it and just work on perfecting yourself for him because he's the only person that you should be worried about proving yourself to. And just stop trying to rush it. Patience is a virtue. It's just crazy. Like, you are really asking questions that I think I've been talking about this week. And timing is definitely one. Value your time, you can't get it back. Even pay attention to who feels that you aren't worth their time because your time is very valuable. I had to learn that for myself. Like, some people just don't feel like you're worth their time and take heed to that. That's important. That could very well be a sign. You could dodge a bullet. You never even know. So the time is
big. That's something I want to talk about. We got to take a break. We got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about evaluating relationships and when perhaps something has passed its time, when it is over, and perhaps you need to stop giving time to a relationship that isn't blossoming in a way that is going to be productive.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about when we come back, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and
yes,
let us know you want to speak. And if you're on our switchboard, press 1, and we'll open your mic to get your thoughts. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, feel free to write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we will be right back after this next break, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back with Lauren Humphrey, host of Humphology, and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheEmailSolution. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for the thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversation on Higher Learning. Your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, the Female Solution. Monday, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit DeltaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Delta Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moments tip of the day. Stay on purpose. Stay tuned to your next session. A mindfulness on higher learning with Delta Peak. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. Everything you need with your body is found in nature. This is not essential. Doesn't do it any other way. This not essential provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Kitchen Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Kitchen Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sign bill today. This summer is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark. Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Would you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hold on to that earlier relationship longer than you should
believing that this is something that you should make last forever. So I want to take a look at that. And you know, Brother Kareem, as much as we talk about the importance of family and selecting someone who you can build with, sometimes the stages of growth that we're in when we have that first relationship, that is not the person with whom we should spend the rest of our time. But the society places so much stigma on ending a relationship with someone, particularly if you've gotten married, you've gotten children with them, you've started a life. Maybe there is an evolution that you have gone through, and this person who you selected earlier in life was not selected for the most mature reasons and is not really the best life partner for you to be with you for the rest of your time. So Lauren, I'm going to ask you,
I love how you said life partner because I'm giggling that word. That's low vocabulary. I like to say I have someone that I definitely don't mind trying forever with already. So do you say life partner? Thank you.
Yes, I think we have an echo. I'm not sure if you have another window open.
I don't know where it's at.
Let me see. Now, are you still on the switchboard?
There we go.
Okay, there we go. All right, there we go.
Yes. I said I love how the words you use when you said
partner.
Like partner, because I'm big on those words. I like to say forever. I do have someone that I'm definitely interested in trying forever with. However, timing is timing, and I can't force it. I can't make it be the time when it's ready. So you just have to be, you have to be patient. And when you do put all that, how do I word it? Because it's nothing like wasted time, right?
Yeah, and you know, and that's the thought, because there's a difference between building a life with someone and using someone to build your own life.
Absolutely, and that's you can't go in. When you go into it with those expectations, that's when things fall short. You go into it with love. For one, love won't make it last any longer. People think it's money. People think it's what you do for someone. When all of that not fall short to what really holds you guys together, because love is going to make you do the things you do. Love is going to drive you to care the way you care. Love is going to provide, is what waters the relationship. They go hand in hand. It's like, what's a relationship without time and love?
Right.
If you don't have time to love, you won't have love at any time. So it's less like, so I definitely feel that when you get into relationships and you go into them with the wrong expectations and think that it's all about, how do I word it? You think that it's all about, because like you said, building, you can't build with someone.
And
you don't want to build off someone, you want to build with someone.
Right.
So definitely you want to make sure that your partner has the same goals, same driven, same goals as you, same driven. What are they about? What are they on? And sometimes people are ahead of others, but you never know how valuable, how much you can help just by hearing them out, or what is it that we need to do. Taking the time to show them that you love them, you will do the things that will flourish you guys within time.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think about when I think of how we set expectations for someone's life, and when you perhaps have spent time with someone and you might even have invested money in them, you know, bought them things, and sometimes people feel like, I bought you, how dare you end this relationship, you know, I bought you expensive things, you know, how dare you leave me. I see that a lot. I see people become angry and violent even if someone leaves them after they have bought them something expensive. It's as if I paid for you to stay with me. How dare you leave? Kareem, I know a lot of times men are kind of conditioned, and women, but, you know, mostly men in terms of the idea of I've invested money in this person and she used me because she left me after I spent all of this money on her. Is that an incorrect way of looking at things? Do we need to change the way we view establishing relationships, not so much as, you know, I spent time and money, therefore this should continue, or this person misused me by allowing me to spend all my time and money and then they left me for someone else. You know, I mean, that's a deep hurt that people have when they feel like they've invested time and money in someone and it's supposed to manifest in a lifelong commitment, and sometimes it doesn't. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Relationships are formed from inside out. Now, I'm not going to act like this. Home cases are not a reality.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Must be had, but if it's possible, then we can. Because I'm not
Before you take their cars. If you don't
situation, there has to be a setting of goals for your life. As Lauren talks about, you know, you start in the beginning, just like you start at the beginning of the week with goals for the week. You have to start out early in life.
Absolutely.
With a goal of who you're going to become, who you intend to evolve into. And that has to be what shapes your path and even guides some of your decisions. And because we don't tend to have people that help us in that process, we go through a lot of trial and error and even sometimes get involved with people who themselves don't know where they're going. So you can't go on a journey together if neither of you know where you're going. It's like if you've ever been in a car with somebody and nobody has a map, you know, and you keep taking wrong turns, neither of you know where you're going. You know, it could be a great ride, but at the end of the destination, where are you, you know?
You have to be bold. You have to be bold. It's just communication. Communication is so big in relationships.
Yeah.
Being that I lost my mom at an early age, I lost my mom at 9, love is something that I've been seeking for a long, long time, and I have to really come into the space where he's going to give me people. I don't have to go looking for them and seeking.
Right.
He gives me everyone that I need because he knew what was going to happen to me before it happened. And he prepared me for this when I wasn't prepared for myself. So definitely communication and letting people know. Yes, letting people know about letting your partner know about your idea. Even if you feel like it's dumb, it's a way. Like if it's on you and you guys communicate, you're going to figure it out. Like you're there. That's what you're there for. You're that extra push. You're that comfort. You're that. That's like your lifetime forever friend. Like I said, it's trying forever.
Right.
When people have people that they wouldn't mind trying forever with, it takes a toll on what you're really saying. Because you can say you want to be with somebody. Yeah, I want to be with them. I want to be with them. I want to be with this person. Oh, I want to be with this person. But trying forever, that sounds a lot different, right? You want to try forever with them. And I'm bold and I'm strong with that. And I can say that to a guy and they'll be turned off. But when a female say they want to marry you, you're turned off too, right? You're confused, right? You could think about that, but just forever, because you're signing, you're getting a new chance at life with marriage. Like, this is the best friend.
Right.
And life partner, exactly.
We're going to take another break. Hold that thought, Mama D. We're gonna take a break. Hold that thought, Mama D. And come right back and deal with that, because sometimes in this society, and I'm seeing that a lot, and I don't know if it's because people have seen hurtful things in their parents' marriages, but there's a fear when someone says marriage and forever. There's a fear of what are they fearing? Are they fearing being chained to someone they can't leave, or what is it? And Brother Dream, maybe you can help us with this. What is the fear that is happening, and how do we undo that fear of working with someone toward your life goals as a life partner?
Mm-hmm.
Back after this quick break, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 so we know you have something to say. If you're on our switchboard now, Brother Green, let us know if you've got somebody on your switchboard, and those who are on the Female Solution switchboard, press 1 now. I believe our guest has to leave us at 8:30, so we want to make sure you get a chance to speak to her before she has to go. And we'll be right back after this next break, so stay with us.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sound bill today. This sound like it's really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark. technology we use in our homes. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Would you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Midweek show entitled Humpology, which is basically
My Science of Getting Through Hump Day. The name came from my last name. And here is a platform where we talk about the boss behind the brand. We talk about some entertainment going on where you can come and show it off. And we also give my Hump Day life tips. A lot of people want to know what Humpology is, and it's the science of getting through Hump Day, which is the most influential day of the week to myself. So basically, I just don't want you to give up. It's one of those pushers. It's a weak pusher. So make sure you guys tune in. Black Wall Street is my YouTube channel where I'm located. I have several shows on there, to be exact. Student Showcase, IMS Friends. Based brand show. I'm the host there. And then I'm also a co-host on a panel, Black Wall Street, hosted by Boss 80 Plus 2. And great things go on there. We have great guests. We do great conversations, great topics. It's a great movement. And Black Wall Street revamped. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share the Black Wall Street channel on YouTube, because it's a network and that's where you'll find Lady Love.
Okay. So we go to YouTube and go to Black Wall Street. Is that all one word?
Yes, Black Wall Street, to be exact. You're all right. Thank you so much, Naima. I just want to tell you thank you. Your divine timing, alignment. I met you at a great time in life, and yes. I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, absolutely. All things happen in divine order. So.
Yes, you are truly a motivator.
Well, I'm grateful to have met you. Your youthful energy is so uplifting, and that's what the world needs more of.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, I look at a lot of what has changed in terms of young women feeling empowered to go ahead and start their lives when it's time. I would say maybe the generation before me were kind of geared to think that you organized your life so that somewhere in your early 20s, you were supposed to get married and start a family. And if you didn't, then somehow you had missed your time. I mean, even certain phrases like old maid, oh, she's an old maid. She's 30 and not married, 40 and not married. Oh, she's an old maid, you know, 50 and not married. Well, I have a cousin who got married, and I think she was 50 when she got married, and she's happy, you know, but that was the right time for her. But there was a time when we would push into trying to hook somebody, marriage, at a certain time in our lives, and I think it was maybe according to a biological clock, okay, I should be having babies by, you know, 22, 23 years old or something like that. Whatever the thought was, we did this, and this was part of the culture, and so much of it made women feel that if they weren't married at a certain time, no matter what else they had achieved, master's degree, you know, successful business, but you don't have a husband, you know, you are a failure, you know, and this is so, a lot of it is still, in a lot of cultures around the world, it's still kind of an idea that's being pushed, but I think it is emotionally unhealthy because it causes us to seek people for the wrong reasons and often seek the wrong people instead of us focusing on developing who we're becoming and letting life partner evolve naturally because of common interests. We get focused on finding somebody because society says this is the
supposed to happen.
So what are your thoughts about that? How do we change the thinking and even, and Kareem, I'm going to ask you about even how men are kind of socialized.
Right.
Yeah. So Mama D, tell us a bit about, because I know you're at that generation where that was the thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll hear from Lauren in terms of maybe what is the new thought now.
Well, there's a program on WUN that's coming on every night, and they are dealing with today's woman, and they're finding out that marriage was your most important relationship because it has to do with family life. And even though they didn't go into freezing eggs and all that kind of stuff,
to do that, and
The idea is somewhere along the way, I may find that life partner, but I'm not going to wait to find the life partner before I start my life.
Absolutely.
Now, the way that, and in my opinion, the way that relationship works best is that if both people are taught parenting skills so that they can both be parents in the house. I mean, if a mother's going to have a job outside the home, the father needs to also know how to change a diaper or to wash dishes or, you know, how to cook a meal. Both parents have to know homemaking and parenting skills as opposed to just the female knowing them and the male only knowing how to do his, you know, outside work. And the relationship that I've seen work are when both parents have been taught how to do it. But if the men are not part of your relationship, once you have children, you also are going to assist because she's also going to be working. Unless that's taught, then those relationships often clash. So what has been your observation and experience with males of your generation being prepared for that kind of a life partnership where they have both parenting skills as well as working their careers outside the home?
I have a strong opinion. Being a single parent, it definitely comes from what they have learned at home. I would go with my oldest. Her father wasn't ready to be a parent when I was ready to be a parent. And here we are today, 5 children in, and I think he just received the parenting memo as the 5th child. And I don't judge him for that. It just, he wasn't ready. So it's definitely what's instilled at home. My 9-year-old son, his father isn't with him on a daily basis at all. He's incarcerated half of my son's life thus far. So my son knows how to change my 2-year-old's temper. My son knows how to keep an eye on his sister. So it's definitely what I'm instilling in him because, yeah, son, you can be a dad. So these are simple things that he has learned. And I'm not teaching him to be a parent, but I'm teaching him survival tips because anything can happen. I don't like to, what did you say? To double back on what you had just said. What did you say? And I was going to say something about it. What's a man's role and a female's role? I'm big on the roles, the quote-unquote roles that are assigned in life, because I don't expect my 9-year-old to wash dishes, and I don't expect my 15-year-old to take out the garbage because I have a son and because I have a daughter. However, he's not excluded from washing the dishes, and she's not excluded from taking out the garbage because as females and males, there are things that we have to do for survival mode. These are not just teaching them to be parents or to be adults. These are teaching them survival tips. Taking out garbage, you'll be surprised how many children don't take out their garbage. They don't even know that having that garbage in your room is a luxury. They miss it because it's not the things that aren't instilled in you as a child. Parents are so focused on what to look at, what the next mother is looking at, as opposed to them worried about what they've taught their child. They rather value what you think about them as opposed to valuing what they're pouring into their children, and that's terrible these days. So I don't ever put things that are just for women and just for men in a category, and definitely I wouldn't wait, because I can't wait for my life partner to begin my career. I can't do that. And yeah, you can notice I won't do it. Not that I can't, I won't. There's no room for it. And to even notice that, I lost my train of thought.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the philosophy of, you know, a woman can start her career, but then as soon as she gets married, okay, then her life stops. And then his continues, but hers stops. And if she continues it, then she's being selfish. I think that's been a mindset. And I would like to see us evolve out of that mindset, but we can only do that if both people are prepared with, as you say, those survival skills, those child rearing and protection skills, those child shaping skills, those household management skills. Both adults are given those skills.
And they're not these days. Parents aren't teaching them. The parents are getting younger.
Yes.
My teachers are now my daughter's teachers. So we're at that mark. So the teachers are younger. The teachers are in competition with the children. The children are very advanced. The music does the most.
Yeah.
It's a heavy influencer.
Not ready to know.
So you definitely have to see. It's about communication and love. Love, communication, and time are what will help you be a great, what's the word? Just you're your kid's role model regardless. And if you lose that title, that's you and personal, because I believe that. And my goal every day is to make sure that I'm never not motivating my children, or I'm never not who they look up to. Yeah, my children see me go through a lot, and they watch me make something out of nothing, and they see me not give up. So I definitely build, and they think it's only for me, and they don't even know, like, it's them. They're the motivation. They're the chargers here.
Right. Well, I know you have to get ready to exit and take them to school. Well, one last word before you go. What word of advice would you give to someone who's in the position that you're in? Perhaps, you know, parenting, you know, working your career, and, you know, wanting to connect with that person who would be that life partner. What should they look for if they're expecting somebody that's going to be harmonious with the rest of their life path?
You definitely should look for you in you, for one. Always look for you in you, because without yourself, you won't be anything for anyone else. Your life partner, your children, your job, you won't be fruitful. Keep God first with everything, and always know that it's bigger than you. It's never about you. It's always about the next person. It's never about you. And it might sound like it's contradicting, but no. When you're putting yourself first, you're taking care of you. And when you're doing for others, you're taking care of what he created you here to do. So just make sure you keep those things in mind, and I promise you, the light will start to shine. Because it might seem dark for a little while, but the light comes on and shines.
The light comes on and shines.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
I thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I miss you so many more hearts and ears to touch. And keep doing what you do. You are so beautiful. This was an awesome experience.
And our Monday morning host, Delta, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen, two stars.
Yes, Grand Rising. I thank you so much. Are people able to go back and watch this on the Facebook page?
Yes, they are. They can go back and listen on our Blog Talk channel. They can go back and watch it on our Facebook page. It's all in the archives. And Gloria Miller says, love yourself. The next of us, where the driver
can't see you. Period. Because Rosa did. On the front of the bus, outside the bus, waiting on the bus.
Love yourself.
I want to thank my social media and my contact info one more time, if you don't mind.
This is Maria. I mean, we are grateful for your time and the valuable sharing. Do not be afraid of struggle.
Get on the hump.
All right.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And give us your social media information again so we can put it on the screen.
Yes. I'm definitely located.
located on Google. Chicago Lady Low is the keyword for that. However, Facebook, I am Lauren Michelle. And Instagram, I am Lady Low from the Go _ after every word. That's Lady with an I, never a Y. And then like, subscribe, and share Black Wall Street channel, guys, because we are on the rise. And that's where you can find me, Lady Low.
Okay, and that's Lady Low on Facebook as well?
Yes, Lauren Michelle.
Lauren Michelle, okay.
Correct. LaurenMichelle. You guys should see Lady Low in quotations.
Okay, and then on, and what was the other one?
Instagram. It's Lady Low from the Go, but it's _ after every word, and that's Lady with the I, never a Y.
Lady Low on...
So that's Labi _LO_ FROM_THE_GO.
Is that it?
From, not on, and Lady with an I.
Lady with an I. They got it right? Google, they can Google Chicago Lady Low, and Facebook, they can look at Lauren Michelle, and Instagram, Lady _Low _on_the_go. Is that it?
No, it's no on.
Oh.
It's from.
Oh, from.
And then it's Lady, Ladi, no Y. Google.
L-A-D.
But if you, on right. Google, once you type in Lady Chicago Lady Low from the Go, it'll take you to everything, like anything listed with me. Even this stuff I never want people to see.
From the Go. All right.
That is me.
All right. I've got it right now.
Let me see your phone.
All right. Okay. Did it?
Yes.
All right. We got it. So, yes. If you...
Free your phone. Hurry up.
Get with Lady Low. You can go to Google and Google Chicago Lady Low. That's with an I, Lady. And then Facebook, Lauren Michelle. LaurenMichelle, and Instagram, Lady _Low _from _the_ Go, Lady Low from the Go. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to take our last break and come right back and take a look at what we learned today and what we should possibly be teaching this next generation so that we can get over the hump. All right. Thanks so much. Look forward to having you back real soon. And
thank you for the invitation. And to all you beautiful women here in Houston, sir, have a great day. And I appreciate this. This is everything y'all just don't know.
Well, all right. It's been fun. Well, get those children to school. And
yes, we are out of here now.
See you soon. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us. Alrighty.
Our best self in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving.
call you in about 30 minutes.
Hey, no,
I can't
get to you today.
Okay, no problem.
My phone is about, I'll be getting you before this week
is out. Right? That'll be fine. I'll get in.
Okay.
Chris, share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Lizzie. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Thank you.
Watch us every day on the Meeting Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMeetingConnectionTV. There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their story to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week with John Alexander and Naima Latif as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose work are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch the Meeting Monday to Friday at 10:00 to 12:00 on cable TV, channel 19 in Chicago, and other cities will protect their own cable business. And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm your host, Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family listening in. And we have enjoyed our guest today, Lauren Michelle Humphrey, host of Humpology, giving us some insight about love, forgiveness, and time. The time we spend with others. What are we expecting during that time? Well, during the time that we're raising our children, they're watching us, they're learning from us, and they're imitating us. So what is it that we want them to learn? This is an opportunity for us to create the world as we would like it to be. And we're moving toward more equal understanding, responsibility, respect, and compassion. So what does that look like? And how do we raise children to prepare them for the relationships that will be kind, loving, and nurturing for the next generation of children so that they can create a world where people will live together in peace? We say that all the time here. But what does that look like in terms of what we're teaching our children to look for and to become themselves? So, Brother Kareem, we've got a few callers on the line I'm going to go to, and then we'll take a look at what should we be showing our sons and daughters in the households that they're growing up in so that they understand the process of finding that life partner and building a life with someone and enhancing their own spiritual growth in that process. Let's go to area code 708674. Are you with us yet? 708674? Why I don't get ready yet. Okay, let's go to area code 314833. Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your words of wisdom today.
Yes, Mark Shaheen from the SPL.
the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say that under the love, which means the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. I've been tuned in from the very beginning. Excellent guest that you had on, Sister Humphrey.
Yeah.
And been enjoying the excellent commentary that's been coming forth on the female solution. And listening in, you know, one of the things that came to my mind was the three L's. And I learned this in quite a few years ago, the three L's: love, learn, and live. And it was that if man would love to learn how to live, then he would be able to live to learn how to love.
I love that, yeah.
Very, very important, because we need to have the guidance of God in our life. And we also should recognize that the creation, that Creator created a social nature, in the human being, social nature. I really love what Mama Dean came on with, and, you know, she listened to this program. But sometimes we unconsciously forget about the social nature and the social life that the Creator wants to have. And he has his own time clock. We talk about a time clock. But the Creator has a time clock for his creation. And so when we live our life, when we make decisions, we have to strive to be in accordance with the Creator's time clock. You see, even when children come into puberty, for some of us, we think, oh, this is too early. This is too early. And then there's a time whereas that time clock is shut off in terms of actually producing and having family. So that's why I really love with Mama D. I hope that those comments that she made didn't go over our head. Because the Creator and the time clock for his creation, including his human creation, this is very, very important. And then the prioritization that we place in our life, so we can have the whole life, the full life, the rewarding life, that's in accordance with God's will, and his plan is for his human creation. I just want to say that, first and foremost, and hopefully this initiate thought in our mind, in our decision making, to try to understand what God's will and plan is, and the free will that we have to choose, that we want to be in accordance with that will and plan. I also would like to invite those who listen in, Female Solution, and also AM360 Radio, to please tune into the sister station, IWDM Radio, Naima and Kareem. You know, I'm still on that journey in terms of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab that will air tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, with Dr. Patricia Salamudin. But Nigel Abdul-Tawar will be doing the first Wednesday. And we're on the 20th or the 21 indispensable qualities of a leader, which is teachability. Very, very important quality to grow up in our children, to always remain teachable. And all will be putting a wrap on that, inshallah, God willing, tonight. And then the MGM Roundtable special guest, William Kareem, and those who have been in the community for a long time, he was one of the first of a singing group under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Propagators, will be my special guest tonight. And tomorrow night, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir, the Jewel of the South, ADL, Atlanta, Georgia, will be on. And I will be traveling, so I won't be on tomorrow.
financial care would be there, and especially guest facilitator would be Imam Nazim Kasha. And they will begin on talking about intimacy, the outstanding publication by Akila Nafisa Rashid, and her publication, Muslim Marriage Takeover, Modeling Muhammad the Prophet in Making Waves in Your Marriage with a Ripple Effect. And you know, Naima, you know, this is a unique publication, and that she uses the word ripple, which consists of six letters, and each one of those letters are principles. And so they'll be completing tonight the one on respect, and the I stands for intimacy, which will begin tonight, tomorrow night, I should say. And then the first P is partnership. The next P is peace. And the L, of course, is what you've been talking about today, is love. And the E is equality, and the uniqueness of this publication, that under each one of those principles, there are chapters, and she uses the Quran as a foundation.
Well, I think that is wonderful.
As a foundation.
I think that is
so
very wonderful.
Call in 714-816-4673. Once again, 714-816-4673.
Keeping it real. Thank you so much. And we're here as we sit doing that higher learning. charming hip row. Yes, we are. But, you know, we're going to be continuing the men-only discussions every fourth Wednesday of the month, hosted by Kareem Hamid here on the Female Solution. And we, the women, we're going to silently listen as they address various topics that affect their perceptions, their experiences. And then in the half hour afterwards, we'll have an after show, just like we have every Monday. We'll have an after show with the ladies to examine what we heard. We're not going to interfere with their conversation. We're going to be absent as far as they're concerned, so they can have that private conversation with each other and really be truthful. And those are some of the most popular shows, and definitely I'm sure were very effective for men who don't have a forum where they can talk to other men honestly. Because men are always encouraged to not show emotion, to not talk about feelings, to feel nothing. And yet, many men have told me that when they go through a breakup, it's so devastating. Sometimes they just don't recover emotionally ever, and they can just lose everything, lose the drive to strive, the will to live, everything. You know, health goes down, and, you know, they end up homeless. I mean, just devastated. So we want our life partnerships to be mutually helpful to both parties, because we're here on earth to evolve spiritually into the loving beings we were designed to be. And a partner in that process is one that is agreeing to assist us and be supportive of our growth and work with us and stay with us as we work toward removing whatever faults and shortcomings we have. So are we teaching that this is the purpose of our union? Or are we teaching find somebody who can pay for everything you want, or find somebody who's just a great sex partner, or, you know, find somebody who's cute? You know, I mean, are we really helping our children understand you're looking for a soulmate, somebody who's going to be supportive of your soul's growth? So what are your thoughts on that, Brother Kareem? Is there a way to teach that to males and females as they are growing up, so that when they get to the point in their development where they're ready to find a partnership that is harmonious, they know the right purpose? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Let me define the idea of success in the female and male relationship. Success is when those two souls, those two individuals, can produce another soul and nurture that soul to a bit of a God-conscious, valorable entity. A God-conscious, they have excellent manners and moral character. That is the goal. That is success. There is an innate desire Almighty God has placed within us as human beings. And one of the strongest emotions is love. There is an innate desire within us, not just to be loved. We all can identify with that. But there is a desire that's innate within us to love someone. And that is not achieved from an external process. I can't look at a glass and say, I want to love that glass. No. Love is something that happens. It happens. Allah says he placed love and mercy between you. So it is something that we can't orchestrate. It just happens. Mm-hmm. And when you love something, you give the best of yourself to that, and you care about the well-being of another person.
Yeah.
Those are the central ingredients for having a successful human relationship.
Stop right there, my sister. And we, as seniors, seniors are getting married and getting divorced.
Yeah.
That means that we have not learned that we have been under the construct of an artificial way of thinking.
Yeah.
That is why they are introducing the idea of artificial intelligence. So we are working to deconstruct that artificial way of thinking and present 60 seconds of that God has designed for us. Thank you, Diana.
That's a challenge.
Wonderful, yes, wonderful. Come and carry, and I always look forward with coming on the female sentence. Thank you for that. We thank Almighty God for you and us.
Well, we thank you so much for always giving your wisdom and insight. And we thank all of you who listen in and join in this conversation and added your thoughts. Thank you to our guest, Lauren Humphrey. Listen to her on Humpology as she, of course, gives some tips on surviving and getting over the hump. I'm Naima Latif. And join us tomorrow as we come back again with Dr. Debbie and Soulful Solutions. We'll see you then.
Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God bless you.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur.
Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.